Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with the website. Any services or products provided by Faces of Success Radio and its host contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual. And as always, we thank you for listening.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned in to yet another show of Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. We have a really interesting show for you this evening, featuring an author and fashion designer by the name of Sarah Crawford Jones. She will be in for an exclusive interview later on in the show, speaking on her story, creating her brand, and also just life as being an albino African woman. This should be interesting, and I look forward to it. Of course, you know, today is the 27th, and Kehlani Lalo, the Bay from the Bay, as everybody calls her, she released her album, Sweet Sexy Savage. And we have a couple tracks from the album, as well as, you know, J. Cole dropped his album For Your Eyes Only. We've got a couple of tracks in, my personal favorites as well. And we'll be queuing those into the studio. And of course, our throwbacks of the day. Coming up next, we have our hot gossip. Spill the Tea is coming up with Graham to the Emmy, giving you all of the tea on the politics, some shocking articles, celebrities, and so much more. And pretty soon, we're going to bring some sports to you. All right. So right now, we're getting ready to play Kehlani Personal. Kehlani, again, Personal. This is from her new album that dropped today. Go get it out. It's out on iTunes and also in stores. Kehlani, Personal, from her new album that drops today, Sweet Sexy Savage.
They sleeping on me. But I don't waste my time trying to prove that I'm something to see. Oh, the real ones they know, and the ones that do not, I don't need. Cause most see the vision, and I give reasons to believe that I'm honest, I'm honest. I'm telling no lies when I say I'm up next, and I just for the ride. Never a point when I question my mind. Know what I'm doing, I plan for the time. Come up regardless, I'm coming regardless. I'm hungry, I'm starving, remaining a topic. Never an option, got you undivided whenever I'm plotting. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. I know it hurts, no, hurts, no, hurts, no. I don't want it, nah, nah, nah. Don't need it, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. I know it hurts, no, hurts, no, hurts, no. I don't want. I know that you hear this, and you gon' just know that I'm speaking to you. Shouldn't have got so ahead of yourself, now you're losing your cool. I know that you know that I'm right, you admitted that I am a troll. Well, look at you now, look at your face, looking sad in the booth. Signed off a tape, chewed off a tape, did it alone, and I ain't such a play. You was my nigga, we could've been great. You so far gone, got you thinking you're safe. All said and done, you lost my respect. All said and done, you're the one I regret. You gon' watch on the crowd looking up like the rest. Don't take it personal, personal, personal. No. Don't take it personal, personal, personal.
I need you to promise me
that. I know it hurts, no, hurts, no, hurts, no.
That you're not gon' take it like that.
I don't want it. Nah, 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 nah. Don't need it.
Nah, 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 nah.
Don't take it personal. did right by you. Can't fuck her, I survived by you. Praying for the girls if I leave your news. Praying for myself cause I plead all truth. I got good heart, good soul, good sex. No shit, respect for me is best. Don't you run your mouth cause in this song I say it best.
Me, there'll be better days. I sit in silence and find whenever I meditate. My fears alleviate, my tears evaporate. My faith don't deviate, ideas don't have a date. But see, I'm growing and getting stronger with every breath, bringing me closer to heaven's doors with every step. As we speak, I'm at peace, no longer scared to die. Most don't believe in God, and so they terrified. It's either that or they be fearing they gon' go to hell. Asking the Father for forgiveness got them overwhelmed. To be spiteful like them white folks that control the jail. See, I believe if God is really never judge a man, because he knows it's all and therefore he would understand. The ignorance to make him take his brother life, the bitterness and pain that got him beating on his wife. Like, I know you desperate for a change, let the pen glide. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from the cemeteries unchanged, I see men cry. But the only real change come from inside. Chosen religion, teaches peace, frozen from sinning. Doing dirt, hoping to God, he know my intentions. To see a million before I see a casket. I got a baby on the way, no, he gon' be a bastard. I'm living fast like I'm in a drag race. How that cash taste? When I was a senior, I was falling on my classmates. Put three bullets in my car, won't hit the gas tank. Know I got an angel, cause I'm supposed to have a halo right now. My lifestyle destined for a federal facility. For my ability to make them birds fly. Fiends won't get higher than a bird's eye. You and who am I to tell it what to do? I just apply, it's economics, my business ain't got the suit and tie. Keep a pistol at all times, what was mine? I can't oblige, dog, I work too hard. So reach for it, get referred to God, I'm going hard. I know you desperate for a change, let the pen glide. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from the cemeteries unchanged, I see men cry. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside.
Prodigal son, got a new gun. This one, no run out of ammo. Lately been working on my handles. Can I ball, become a star and remain myself? If I fall, dust it off and regain myself. Come on, they don't know all the pain I felt. I'm in awe, after all the fame I felt. I evolve, I no longer bury demons. I be a vessel for the truth until I'm barely breathing. I'm singing.
Life is all about the evolution.
And then we scram, finger on trigger, make a little understand what it's like to finally be the mother man. Eyes wide, that's from the power that the coward feels. Die for disrespecting dollar bills. Bloodshed, then turn the city to a battlefield. I call it poison, you call it real. That's how you feel.
Pistols be popping and dropping a heartbeat. Scattered like roaches, a body laid on the concrete. Body laid on the concrete. Look. Somebody laid on the concrete. No time for that, ain't no looking back, cause I'm running too. I made it home, I woke up and turned on the morning news. Overcame with a feeling I can't explain, cause that was my James that was slain. He was 22.
Last night, around
he was 22.
Jay Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert. Saturday, May 6, 2017. nominees and performances by GQ. Howard Hewitt.
For the lover can do the dream. Girl, I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that. Get ready, ready, ready tonight. I'm gonna make this a night. Remember that.
Club Nouveau. Radio. And John John of Troop. DeBarge. With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Viola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
Hey, babies, how y'all doing? It's good. To the Emmy. Get your lemon tea, raspberry tea, brisk tea, and my personal favorite, sweet tea from McDonald's. If y'all didn't hear, our new tracks of the day that we just played was Kehlani from her new album that dropped today, Sweet Sexy Savage, Personal, and from J. Cole's new album, For Your Eyes Only, Change. But we gonna get into this here gossip, okay? I got some crazy articles for y'all. Starting with this one in particular. Got arrested for smearing menstrual blood on burger. You nasty. You just nasty. Ain't got nothing better to do. Again, fast food worker arrested for smearing menstrual blood on burger. A fast food worker was arrested after allegedly smearing her own menstrual blood on a hamburger and then serving it to a customer. Sky Juliet Samuel, 18, turned herself in Monday and charged with intentionally serving contaminated food.
Reports say Sammy was working at Jack's Family Restaurant in Columbus, Mississippi on January 7th when her coworker saw her smear blood and saliva on the burger. Ooh, that's so nasty. According to news articles, the incident began receiving attention after the coworker's mother posted the story on Facebook. Samuel faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. But that's what you get. What you doing smearing your nasty blood? Now, I'm not saying that menstruation is nasty as a whole because it's a natural thing. But, my goodness, that's nasty. How you going to smear your blood and serve it to somebody? Don't nobody want to taste your nastiness. But I'm not going to go too much into here. But overall, y'all, the article speaks for itself. Just nasty. Well, here's another interesting article. The FEC confirmed Trump paid actors to attend his announcement event, his inauguration, basically. Remember when Hollywood Reporter revealed that Trump's campaign had hired actors to Trump's announcement event held at Trump Tower on June 16th and told Trump's team to deny this? I'm sure you'll be shocked to learn that it's actually true. Trump's campaign won't get in trouble for this, the FEC concluded, but yes, they used the casting agency called the Extra Mile to pay extras to attend Donald Trump's announcement. Here are the highlights. The complaint alleged that the committee paid actors to attend Trump's candidacy announcement, but failed to disclose payments to the actors or the company that allegedly hired them, or to report a debt or obligations to Gotham, one of the companies involved with running the announcement event. Consequently, Gotham and Extra Mile, the other company allegedly involved with hiring the actors, may have made, and Trump and the committee may have accepted, prohibited or excessive contributions. Ooh-wee. Also noted in the papers is further indication of efforts to make the crowd look bigger. Another press reported indicating that the campaign staff also persuaded tourists in the area to be part of the crowd. Yes, the Extra Mile is a casting agency. They get background actors known as extras. An Extra Mile is an ideal resource for casting directors and producers looking to book background actors in feature films, television commercials, music videos, etc. So the real point here is President Trump may have paid extras to attend his event, and the Cleveland RNC was not a huge event. But in between at his rallies, Trump had... Well, in all honesty, I'm not surprised. Overall, in regards to Trump, I've officially come to terms with the fact that you can never drop your guard. You might as well expect the unexpected when it comes to Trump. And I mean, hey, he's the president now. So what we gonna do? He's been sworn in, but have you noticed with Melania Trump, she seems very sad. If anything, I'd be happy. I'd be in the White House with loads of people helping and assisting me and all types of carrying on. So why is she depressed? Is it a possibility with his actions and his ways? It's really disappointing her and she didn't realize what she had got herself into? Or maybe she did and just didn't care and wanted the money. But just something to think about, y'all. Here's some more Trump stuff. A Trump accuser, Summer Zeroes, files defamation suit against president-elect. A woman who previously accused Donald Trump of unwanted sexual advances has filed a defamation lawsuit against the president-elect just 3 days before his inauguration. Now, they kept this on the DL during the inaugurational ceremony as well as his campaign. Summer Zeroes, a former contestant on The Apprentice, said in a press conference with attorney Gloria Alfred in Los Angeles that she filed the lawsuit over allegedly false statements Trump made in response to her accusation. The suit filed on Tuesday claims Trump knew his statements about Zervos, and his other accuser would suggest them to threat of violence, economic harm, and reputational damage. Alfred said Zervos would be willing to dismiss the lawsuit without any monetary damages if Trump agreed to retract his comments about her and admit that the accusations against him were in fact true. Pause right there. You know that ain't gonna happen. That man got so much money oozing out of his nasty little orange paws, it's ridiculous. He got money in places that everybody don't even know about. He got offshore accounts and all types of carrying on. So you just think in your right mind that this man is about to take back what he says, as much negative stuff he said about different races or ethnicities of people, about the United States and building a wall? Honey, you ain't gonna get that confession out to him. Sorry. Zervos claims in October's press release that Trump sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions during the 2007 business meeting at the Beverly Hills Hotel. She said Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward her on multiple occasions during the meeting, kissing her on the lips, pressing himself against her, and groping her body without her consent. Trump has denied the claim. In response to the press release, Trump spokeswoman Hope Hicks provided the following statement. More of the same from Gloria Alford. There's no truth to this absurd story. Well, we all know where that's coming from and how much of the truth that ain't. So I hope that, and it's always somebody, do you ever notice when somebody gets in a higher power or somebody of a higher power, they just, they just have all these different people coming out the woodworks accusing them. Prime example, Bill Cosby. All these false accusations and women claiming that he drugged them and had sexual advances with them. It's always when people are about to make big power moves, people come out the woodwinks and cause damage and tarnish your image. Not that I'm saying Trump ain't already did enough to himself, but it's still a bit much. You understand what I'm saying, babies? All right, now. Okay, we're going to take a little breaky break and play the first throwback of the day. This is George McRae, I Get Lifted. Again, George McRae, I Get Lifted as our first throwback of the day. bad babies, we best in this thing. Like a check on the wang. Let's get back into this here article again. That throwback we just played was George McRae's I Can Lift It Up. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. All right, now, George McRae, I Get Lifted. Now, let's get into this here next article. No more nerds, comma, sex bombs. Female animator draws away cliches. The California Institute of Art was created partly by Walt Disney's desire to bring more top-flight animators into the profession, and it has during its 47 years, though for a long time almost all were men. Now, nearly three-quarters of CalArts' more than 250 animating students are women, and there's a new goal, ensuring that when they land jobs, they get to draw female characters reflecting the real world and not just nerds, sexual women, tomboys, or ugly villains who proliferate now. Male villains, for example, can be any shape or size, but female villains are usually in the menopausal or postmenopausal phases. They're older, they're single, they're angry, said Erica Larson Duckray, who teaches a class on the animated woman for CalArts Experimental Animation Program. Then you have the innocent princess, she had with a chuckle, whose waist is so small that if she was alive, she wouldn't be able to walk. To call attention to the cartoonish reality, CalArts have played host the past 2 years to the Animated Women Symposium of Gender Bias. This year, it focuses on the roles of sidekicks, nerd girls, tomboys, and more. During a recent two-hour symposium, nearly a dozen student researchers who spent months watching cartoons and reading comic books questioned why almost all women sidekicks look like nerds. Also, why female heroes like Kim Possible are over-the-top beautiful, and why are there only a few gay, lesbian, and transgender characters? In a quotation, what are nerd girl stereotypes? They have glasses, they're shy, they're awkward, they have some freckles going on, said film video student and artist Madison Stubbs, as she flashes drawings of several, including two of the most popular, Velma from Scooby-Doo and Meg Griffin from Family Guy. And we have Tootie from Fairly OddParents, Stubbs said, with the long-running Nickelodeon show, with a girl with pigtails, wearing braces, and the speckled sidekick. Basically, she's just in the show to go, oh, Timmy, I want you. Why do you ignore me? Not all female cartoon sidekicks are unattractive. Velma could be the hot girl, Stubbs says. If only she would lose those nerdy glasses. But every time she does, she trips over them, walking into things and nearly appends another paranormal investigation by those meddling kids on Scooby-Doo. Kim Possible couples her intellect with martial arts skills to scuttle nefarious Dr. Draken plans to take over the world has her own problems. Unable to attract any handsome, smart guy, she ultimately settles for her nerdy male sidekick, Ron Stoppable. Many, many, many women are going to animation schools. At CalArts, it's over 70%. But yet, if you start looking at women in creative roles, the last number we have is only 22%. Well, this is interesting. This is really cool for me. There are many women writers, many women animators, many women that create content. But because we are in any industry, period, it's male-dominated, point-blank, period. I think the only industry that's not male dominated is the hair industry, and I might be wrong, but we at the makeup industry, there's Nars, there's Michael Kors, there's so many different fashion makeup. Nars is a man, by the way. His name is Francois Nars. He owns Nars. The head of MAC is a man, and so many others. There's so many industries that are man anchored, so to say. But the fact that these women are taking a stand and opening the eyes of what it means to depict and create real-life animations. Just like Barbie, for example, they created a new line of Barbies that were different shapes, sizes, colors, and ethnicities. So I'm proud of these women overall. I really am. Here's another crazy article. Burger King employees busted for selling weed using the drive-through window. Yes, Burger King employees busted for selling weed through the drive-through window. Living off fast food wages is not exactly easy, which is probably why two New Hampshire Burger King employees decided to participate in some little extracurricular activities to pad their pocketbooks. Garrett Nasty Boy Norris and Megan Dearborn were both arrested for selling marijuana while on the job at their Epps, New Hampshire Burger King. The process was reportedly to ask if Nasty Boy was working and then requested their fries to be made extra crispy. After giving those code words, the buyer would receive a coffee cup filled with weed in addition to their order. It's unclear how long the two have been slanging through the drive-thru window, but they clearly had it down to a science. Unfortunately, a local police officer eventually caught wind of the operation and went undercover to make an order for himself. When Harris passed the cup full of weed to him, both he and Dearborn were arrested. Garrett Norris is facing charges on sale of a controlled drug and possession of a controlled drug and intent to distribute. Megan Dearborn, or Megan, is facing charges of conspiracy to distribute drugs and unlawful possession of alcohol. They will be arraigned February 22nd. Well, it is wrong, and as I said, being a drive-thru worker is not easy. I mean, you can make ends meet and do what you got to do for your paper, but at the same time, do it smart. If y'all got the funds to have a distributor or a source to get your packaged items, so to speak, you could create your own dispensary, get your licenses and all types of can on, instead of just selling it through your drive-thru window, because, baby, there are cameras and everything. And eventually you was going to get caught. And see, now you got. Here's one more article before we get into our next throwback of the day. She is about to marry a disabled man, but little does she know what he has planned for her at their wedding. This story really touched my heart, y'all. Listen to this. 13 years ago, Kevin Taylor, her husband, broke his leg. While the injury isn't uncommon, Kevin's healing process was. He contracted a nerve disorder called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Kevin's doctor called it the worst case of RSD he has seen. Then in 2009, the unthinkable happened. Because of the nerve disorder, Kevin's leg had to be amputated, leaving him bound to a wheelchair. Despite his horrible luck, Kevin never let his misfortunes get him down. The most remarkable thing about Kevin is that he never complained, despite what happened to him, says a friend. A young bachelor's life changed forever when he met his future wife. It was love at first sight for both of them. Kevin said that she looked at him as if he wasn't even in a wheelchair. I came in, he turned around and was just grinning from ear to ear. There was a connection immediately. Eventually, the two decided to get married while she was preparing for her wedding. Kevin was getting ready, but giving her the surprise of her life. During the ceremony, after the guests had all arrived, the bride entered the room, and the priest said, "Please stand." And that exactly what Kevin did for her. Shocking and tears rolling down the bride-to-be's face as she sees her love standing for the first time since she met him. He had been preparing and walking for months, working relentlessly on how to walk with prosthetic legs, despite the pain caused by his illness. He had to strengthen all of his muscles to keep himself upright just so he could look his wife in the eyes as they had their wedding vows. That is so beautiful. My goodness. This is exactly why I said this is such a touching
This is a very touching article. Somebody who is going through something and didn't let their circumstances get them down falls in love, and then they did something incredible for you. Despite their struggles and strife, they did it for you. All right, babies, next article. Doomsday clock ticks 30 seconds closer to global annihilation thanks to Trump, scientists say. We're going to read that article after we play our next throwback of the day. This is Bootsy Collins. I'd rather be with you. Who? Yeah. Again, Bootsy Collins, rather be with you for our next throwback of the day.
That I do love you. I know
All right, babies, let's get into this last little bit of altercounts. And then we're going to get into the exclusive interview with author and fashion designer Sarah Crawford Jones. She'll be in the studio a little bit later on, but stay tuned and dial that hotline 323-642-1569. Again, that's 323-642-1569. Doomsday clock ticks 30 seconds closer to global annihilation, thanks to Trump, scientists say. The world is ticking another 30 seconds closer to the apocalypse, in part because of Trump. At least that's the dire warning from the group of scientists who oversee the metaphorical doomsday clock, the hands of which were moved Thursday to 2 minutes and 30 seconds before midnight, the time that represents when a catastrophic nuclear event can annihilate the Earth. It's the closest to the clock that has been to midnight since the Cold War in the 1950s. The clock is revised annually, but remained at 3 minutes before midnight last year, the same as 2015, after positive global developments such as the Iran nuclear deal and Paris Climate Agreement helped stave off a doomsday scenario. But Chicago-based Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, the science journal which oversees the clock, says recent events prompted them to push the clock forward in 2017. Those include a rise of strident nationalism worldwide, cyber threats, and active and blatant disregarding for factual science, and President Trump's comments on nuclear arms and climate change. Trump had officially claimed that the global warming is a hoax, which in December he tweeted that he would like to expand America's nuclear weapons capability. Apparently, it rejected 4 decades in U.S. policy to reduce nuclear arms. Regardless of whether the scientist's symbolic timepiece was changed by 30 seconds or 30 minutes, this is historic, Crawl said. The clock has not been closer to midnight in 64 years. We felt things are inching more closer to a dangerous path, but we try not to act at the moment. The doomsday clock at 2 minutes of midnight in 1953, when the U.S. was mired in the Cold War and the Soviet Union. That year, President Harry Truman announced that U.S. had developed a hydrogen bomb, putting the threat of a thermonuclear war on the table. Well, babies, I'm not surprised. There's so much going on. The hot states like Florida, California, and Texas, they in 40 degree weather. We getting cold weather. All types of carrying on. The world is not happy. Earth is not happy. Mother Nature is not happy. And with things being in misalignment, especially with our food system, global warming, us not taking care of pollution, air pollution, and in our water system, as well as pollution in the feeding of our animals and the extinction of many different animals because of these camps to mass distribute meats and things, it's not going so well, and things are out of whack. So we need to take into consideration how we can make a change and how we can stop a further extinction of all of our flies and the things that we know and love. Just saying. All right, sugar, it's time for me to get on up out of this thing. But I love y'all so, so, so much. I'll make sure y'all tune in later on for the exclusive interview with author and designer Sarah Crawford Jones. Dial that hotline 323-642-1569 and get ready for another Kehlani special. This is Kehlani in my feelings from her new album, Sweet Sexy Savage. Again, Kehlani in my feelings. Stay tuned for the interview.
If it is love, why do I feel this way?
Why you got me so obsessed with you? Why you got me wasting time laying next to you? Why do you tell me come over? You just stare at your phone, don't know why I expected you to give me attention, affection, and love. You're like a drug, never enough. Can't take your high, need a new plug. You got me bent, got me way too messed up. And I don't know why I'm even still here. Can't shake it off, I'll be here for years on top of it. And I
they can handle it. Why do you make me feel like I am less than my worth? And it won't be for long, I ain't having it. You don't do the shit that you said would be done. You find it fun, feel shit and run. Love like a gun, it leaves me stunned. Out on the floor and I just can't get up. And I don't know why I'm even still here. Can't shake it off, I've been here for years on top of it.
Sometimes you worry about the things he can provide for you. Whenever you around, I seem to come alive for you. I finally recognize the feelings that's inside for you. Although I know your man, and trust me, he would die for you. These quiet thoughts of you been going on for years now. I saw you in the party, soft lips, soft spoken. I came to talk to you, but homie interfered now. He introduced you as his girl, and I was heartbroken. Some people talk about that love at first sight. To keep it real, I don't know whether I believe it's true. But if it isn't, tell me if I'm wrong or right. If I fell in love with you before I ever even knew, I catch your eye and look away as if it never happened. At times I feel as though I'm caught up in a strange dream. If I could talk to minds, would tell you then I'm feeling you. Sometimes I swear your eyes be telling me the same thing. She with small town, I got bigger dreams, bigger dreams. She with small town, I got bigger dreams, bigger dreams. Listen, she with small town, I got bigger dreams, bigger dreams. She with small town, I got bigger dreams, bigger dreams. Listen.
Club jumping, don't stop off top, but you know we only go to 2 o'clock. Put your motherfucking hood up, it's the weekend. Drop that ass up and get the freaking. Last call at the bar, ladies, get a drink. Get some balls, ain't no telling you gon' see that tomorrow. Stop holding up the wall, waiting for the right song. Better holler, cause you know they about to cut the lights on.
Put my number in it. I'm staring at you from afar. I'm wondering about you, like where you from and who you are. Cause you a star. No, not the type to snort the white lines. I mean the type to light the nighttime. I heard you got a man, but who in they right mind letting you out the house alone? Tell me, is your house a home? Why you in the club looking like you out the zone? I be discreet and pull out your phone and put my number in it. Sexing when your man leave you unattended. On a scale from 1 to 10, a girl's 100 and I want it. No question, I know destiny well. And though I sin, the Lord blessing me still. Every saint got a past, every sinner got a future. Every loser got a win, and every winner got a lose someday. They say it's just a matter of time. And if I had my way, then you would be mine. She with small town, I got bigger dreams, bigger dreams.
She with small town, I got bigotry. Bigotry. Listen, she with small town, I got bigotry. Bigotry. She with small town, I got bigotry. Bigotry. Listen.
Club jumping, don't stop off top. But you know we only go to 2 o'clock. Put your motherfucking hood up. It's the weekend. Drop that ass up and get the free skin. Last call at the bar, ladies, get a drink. Get some balls. Ain't no telling you gon' see that some more. Stop holding up the wall, waiting for the right song. Better holler, cause you know they about to cut the lights on.
I know you were made for me, but darling, don't you wait for me. Cause I can see the promise. I can't do no promises. I know you were made for me, but darling, don't you wait for me. Cause I can see the promised land, but I can't do no promises.
Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want it. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want it. Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want it. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want it. Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want it. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want it. Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want it. Hey, put two fingers in the sky if you want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just volition. Gotta reach, I reach back like 1-3. Like 1-3. Yeah.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. Vibes just like night and day. I could see a light right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I could tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me.
I got fake people showing fake love to me, straight up to my face.
Straight up to my face.
Thank you.
proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert, Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ. Howard Hewitt.
For the lover can do the dream.
Girl, I'm gonna make this a night to remember.
Get ready tonight.
I'm gonna make this a night to remember.
Club Nouveau. And John John of Troop. Barge. With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Viola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airwaves Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
Do me a favor. Pick me up, pick me up later. Don't worry about no paper. Cause I got my stack up tonight like this. My life can get crazy. I deal with shit on the daily. But baby, I'm thinking maybe we could agree to work it out like this. I need you to give me your time.
On it, and I know you won't believe me. But babe, I'm cold, and yeah, the life is cold. So you swear you won't come near me. Keep your heart, cause I can f you up. And have you never thinking clearly? Never thinking clearly. Have you all up in your feelings? Experience I did at times before, and I can see it from a distance. I can f you now, and years later on, you're gonna be stuck just reminiscing. It's the way I ride you, let you stay inside. Yeah, I'ma f you like a vixen. It's something about me. Regret the choices that I make, cause I'm still growing. Sign a deal and then they cut the check, and ever since my color's showing. Change the scene and things are better now. You know the wave is never slowing. The wave is never slowing. I know that you will miss it. You liked it when I used to leave a wound and promise I would come and kiss it. I fed you lies and you just ate them up, and I don't care to do the dishes. I ain't no wifey, ain't gonna hold you down. It's way more fun to be the mistress. I know I'm not like other.
How much your love.
like a queen, a queen upon her throne. Was it sweet, sweet, sweet as the name I've known? It was a I get mad when you walk away. So I tell you leave when I mean stay. Warm as the sun, dipped in black. Fingertips on small of my back. More valuable than no. Like your precious, 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 baby, dark skin tone. It was a sweet, sweet, the sweetest thing I've known.
ice. QB, go to booty, like a groupie. For more ice, I'm a truck hype. Get the bonus like the Boucher. In love with you since the days of Juice. Now I watch you play Columbo, Picasso. Tricks inside colossal, turn your castles to brothels. Who you loving, who you wanna be hugging? Tipping on your Ninja Honda with Tanisha and Rhonda. Why? You vote more by the James Fonda. Physical fitness, Mary Blige be my witness. Under pressure, I lie for you, die for you. Ruger by the side for you, right hand high for you. Because of you, I'm inheriting trillion, varying, billion, Bentley 2 million. Playing with some evidence in the Chevy. Track the dark peas and Remy, you better have it.
You're crying.